Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Friday the 1st of Rajab, 1440 after Hijri. The 8th of March, 2019. Press release. There will be no honour, no security, and no prosperity for the Muslim woman without the establishment of the Khilafah Rashida. This Rajab marks the anniversary of that fateful day, 98 years ago, when this Muslim Ummah lost its glorious state, its Islamic leadership, its guardian and shield, the Khilafah. Since that time, Muslim women and their families have been plagued with slaughter, starvation, destruction, persecution, dishonour, crippling poverty, destitution, oppression, and unbearable suffering. We have transformed from a state under which we were ruled by leaders of taqwa, serving their ummah, sincerely caring for their needs as commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to an ummah plagued with rulers who care nothing for them, who steal our wealth for their lavish lifestyles, and persecute Muslims who clutch tightly onto their deen. From a superpower state that carried out jihad for the spread of Islam to open lands, which made its enemies tremble with fear at the thought of harming a Muslim woman, we came to be the victims of genocides and occupation. From a state under which the Muslim woman was the centre of attention with respect to care and protection, and where her dignity was viewed as more precious than all the treasures of the world, and where its leaders mobilized whole armies to defend her honor, we live in a world today where our Muslim sisters are exposed to abuse, humiliation, and rape by the enemies of Islam with no fear or accountability, since there is no army to come to their rescue, no guard for their honor. From a state under which the Muslim woman was provided with security and sanctuary, and under which even non-Muslims sought refuge from persecution due to its just Islamic rule, we have reached a situation where Muslim women who are being imprisoned and tortured by the enemies of Islam are abandoned by the rulers of the Muslims, or left to die at sea, or placed in squalid camps not even fit for animals. We transformed from a state which overflowed with wealth and where the needs of its people were fulfilled, and where the Khalifa would carry food on his own back to feed the Muslim woman and her children who were poor, to an ummah now that suffers from mass poverty, where Muslim women beg on the streets and watch their children rummage through piles of rubbish for scraps of food to quell their hunger, or die of starvation with no one to provide for them a morsel of sustenance. All this is the result of the loss of the Khilafah state, our guardian, our shield and protector for Muslim women. Surely 9 long decades of unbearable suffering, indignity and misery is enough for the daughters of this Muslim ummah? Surely it is a time to enlighten this world once again with the justice, guardianship, protection and prosperity of the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Khilafah, caliphate upon the method of the prophethood. For decades, secular governments, media and institutions have falsely portrayed the Khilafah as the oppressor and enemy of the woman. Rather, it is our representative, defender and provider of our needs. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
الإمام راع ومسؤول عن رعيته.
The Imam, Khalifa, is a guardian and he is responsible for his subjects. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said,
إنما الإمام جنة يقاتل من ورائه ويتقى به.
Verily, the Imam, Khalifa, is a shield from behind whom you fight and by whom you are protected. So this Rajab, the women's section in the central media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, will be running a campaign entitled the Khilafah, my guardian, my shield, in which we will present the vision of how the Khilafah Rashida, the righteous caliphate based upon the method of the prophethood, embodies the principles, laws and systems to practically solve our problems as Muslim women and ensure the protection of our lives, property, honour and belief, as detailed extensively in the literature and draft constitution prepared by Hizb ut-Tahrir. We call you to please follow and support this important campaign and to be part of this great momentous change of re-establishing this glorious Khilafah state. The campaign can be followed at www.hizbuttahrir.info/en and the Facebook page www.facebook.com/womenandsharia. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Dr. Nazreen Nawaz, Director of the Women's Section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.